Once a week, Walter M. Sterling, WPHT.
Imagine this. You get up one morning and you look around and you say, there are all these businessmen in trouble. There are these big retailers that need help. They're friends of mine who never have sex with their spouse. They're friends of mine who never get a date. They have blocks. They have pain. They have poverty. And I believe I can solve their problems. Imagine you wake up with that thought and you say, you know, I'm going to offer my special spiritual, emotional, psychic help to them. But what do I call myself? I know I'm going to call myself the Love Guru. The Love Guru. Her name is Blair. She calls herself the Love Guru. And now I'm going to ask her about everything. This is Blair, the Love Guru. And she has special skills, special capabilities, and extraordinary experience at helping you and me unblock our blocks, do better at work, do better in business, and do better in interpersonal relationships. Now, I'm going to say two things that are important to understanding Blair. First of all, if this was on TV, I would not have to say it. Blair is unbelievably beautiful. So this is a person who you want to pay attention to. If she's sitting in your office, you're like, okay, I want to make Blair happy in this conversation. And the second thing is, in her bio, she reveals how she developed her psychic and special powers. And I think it's very important to explain how you developed these powers. Who gave you these powers, Blair?
Well, first off, thank you. It's a very nice compliment. And also, that's a hilarious question. Who gave me the powers? Well, first off, I want to do a little plug for my website. It's loveguru.net, so people can check me out and either confirm
I've already taken care of that for you. It's on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page. It's posted there. There's a picture of you. And I'll give you many opportunities to plug that website because I think it's important. I think what you do is remarkable. But who taught you how to do this?
Right. Okay. So this has been a long journey. I've been on the spiritual path for over 20 years, and I have been working at healing myself for over 10. So when I started healing myself, and I can explain what that healing means a little bit, since that's usually a new concept for people if they're not into spirituality. But when I started healing myself, that's when all these psychic gifts started coming out. And just as like a little disclaimer, this is something everybody is born with, natural psychic and healing gifts. It's just a matter, like, that's basically, you know, we talk about animals and their natural instincts. You hear a story about, like, when there's bad weather coming, on how animals will go, like, run up a hill or away from the bad weather. Well, humans, at the core of it, we're animals. So we have these natural instincts too. Our natural instincts are being psychic and having healing gifts. But because the society that we live in, it's been brainwashed out of us to turn those psychic skills off. So I just basically turned them back on. It was important for me to turn them back on.
In your bio. I want you to keep going. In your bio, you reveal that you were given some of this information, some of these powers, by a visitation from an alien. And you named the alien. What's the name of the alien?
Awesome. Okay. So, all right. So his name is Zeke. He's actually here with me now, too. Zeke is a star being, which is a nicer way of calling aliens. It's a nicer word, star beings. He is actually part of my family. So I have a human family and then I have a star family. And three years ago, I developed my psychic skills so much that unexpectedly I had contact from this alien, Zeke, and he comes in a collective. So it's several beings, but they all work as one and the leader is named Zeke.
What does Zeke look like?
Zeke, let's see, he's very tall. He's around 7-8 feet tall. And he's considered he's called a reptilian alien. So if any of your listeners are familiar with the subject of aliens, there's a species out there called reptilian. And a lot of times they have a bad reputation out there, but that's just the lower vibration aliens. Zeke, my guy, is a higher vibration alien. He's from Sirius. And so you want to know what he looks like. So they look like basically, so he's really tall. He's very muscular. He has like, it looks like he went to the gym, you know, he has like a built out chest and muscles for his arms, muscular legs. But because he's reptilian, he has sort of like a lizard look to him. And so he has scales. And I have a picture. I don't know if you pulled that off my website too, but I have that on my website as well.
No, tell the name of the website again. I did not post the picture of Zeke.
Okay. So where you can find the picture of Zeke and also the book that I wrote about him, it's loveguru.net and it's /books. And you'll see a picture that I drew out of him. He has like spikes coming off his head and then it goes down his back and then he has a long tail with the spikes too.
Now, share with us two or three specific things that Zeke has taught you that has helped you improve yourself, get better, and that you have shared with clients. What are some specific things that Zeke has shared with you and taught you?
Okay, so a lot of the work that he was doing with me was about clearing fears that I had, which is something that's, I still to this day think that is kind of strange, that's what he, one of the main things that he helped me with. But that goes back to the conversation with blocks. A lot of the reason why you're not getting whatever you want in life, again, if that has to do with career or love life, the reason why you're not getting that is because you have fear and anxiety around that. You have false beliefs. You have old beliefs. You have false programming. Again, since a young age, we've all been programmed to think a certain way, to behave a certain way. So when I was working with Zeke, or actually when he was working with me, that's more really how it worked. When he was working with me, was that we would go through what fears I had. Like he would stay with me. So he's still with me now, but when I was having the experience with him for a solid year, we were talking every day and basically he was doing healing work on me, which when I say healing work, I'm talking about how he was helping me remove all these fears. So I would go through the day and a thought would come up something would happen and Zeke would say, okay, so let's talk about where the fear is there and let's clear that. So that was a huge thing for me because when he helped me clear so many of these fears, more of my psychic gifts came out and my healing gifts became stronger too. So now I am much more telepathic. I think I was a little bit before or maybe 30%. Now I'm, 50-60%. And telepathic is basically like you can communicate with other people without speaking. And that's how aliens talk. You know, they're like above using words. You know, that's antiquated to them.
How were you not afraid of Zeke when you first encountered him?
I was totally afraid. And that's actually where the lesson started. Was that when he appeared. And when I talk about when he appeared, you have to keep in mind, I have my third eye developed, my psychic gifts developed. So when I'm saying I saw somebody, it's not like how you see, we would see one another in the three-dimensional world. It was a heavy density of him. I mean, he became really dense so that he can meet me in this third dimension, but I was able to see him because I was using my third eye to view him. So I want to make that clear because sometimes it's a little bit confusing. So that's where the when he first appeared, I was freaked out. I was never interested in aliens. I'm still not really. I'm not somebody who does research about it. I never cared about UFOs. So when he first came into my life, I didn't know what to think about it at all. So that's where the journey begins. That's what you witness as you read my book, because what I did is I, step by step, I documented everything that we did, every experience that I had. And that's what is in my book. It's going to be a series of like 5 or 6 books. And this is the first book. It's called How Aliens Put Me Into Power. It's actually only the first 2 weeks of us connecting, but so much happened in those 2 weeks. And
How did it go from unblocking you and unblocking your fears to putting you in a position of being the love guru, to being able to share with people how to improve their passionate and romantic side of their life? What did he teach you about that?
Right. So he did not, well, I guess that's a little bit more of a complicated question answer, but he did not make me the love guru. I was the love guru a long time ago. What Zeke came into my life was to help me step into my placement in this world, which I call your divine mission. So everybody comes into this world with a certain mission, which, you know, normally people would call that maybe like a life purpose. But I am an indigo, which is actually, this is like a very big conversation, but an indigo is like a new breed of individuals that are in this world. They're in this world now. And they're the wave of the next leaders who are going to be taking. They're the ones who are, there's so much corruption going on in the world, you know, in the legal field, in the medical field, in corporations and so on. So indigos are here to break down those old structures and then to step up as the leaders of the new earth. So, and indigos end up being aliens. Like, and you'll see, I get these realizations through my journey with Zeke. But he helped me clear my fear so I can finally be ready to start to do my divine mission in this world.
Are you, I've tried to find this out, you know, in a healthy way. Are you married?
I'm not. Yeah. If you read, I updated my bio page. So that gives, I share a whole, I'm divorced.
Right. You were divorced. So how long were you married?
I would say like 5 months.
And how did your fiance husband deal with Zeke?
Okay, so he was before the aliens, and he was also part of my journey of waking up to more of who I was.
Right.
So
when you're dealing with a client, when you're talking to a client and they say, listen, I love my wife, but we have no love life at all. We have no sex. Is the information that Zeke gave you helpful in helping them?
I mean, I wouldn't say like directly as far as like I'm coming out and talking about aliens, because I don't talk about aliens to anybody. Well, that's false. This is my first interview that I'm doing about the aliens, but I don't walk
thank
around
you.
And say,
thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. And thank you, because I appreciate that. And that's what is part of. So that's part of my gift, is I know what's going to happen before it happens. So that is part of the plan unfolding.
Who's going to win the Derby? I mean, let's be practical here. Who's going to win the Derby?
I don't know. I don't know if I really get information about that. But, you know, to answer your question as far as how does it help people with their relationships, it helps me have a further insight into where they're being blocked. Again, it goes back into the block. So really, he helped me just step it up a notch in my gifts and also get clearer. A lot of times when people go to healers, you're working with somebody who has not healed themselves. They have not become a fully clear channel. So you want, when you're working with somebody to help you go to the next level in your life and to, again, to clear these blocks, you want to know that they're like a pure channel, that they have cleared triggers themselves. I mean, that's another area. He helped me clear a lot of karma and a lot of triggers.
So how would I know? So as a civilian, how would I know that when I'm trying to find a motivator, somebody to help me with my business, my love life, a guru, how would I know if they've healed themselves?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. I don't know. I talk about it, that I'm healed. I'm actually enlightened. I became enlightened in 2013 because I did so much healing on myself. But I think you have to go off. Number one, okay, so there's two things. Number one, you go off of your feeling, you know, how you feel about somebody. And number two, so you have, that's your intuition, by the way. That's your psychic gift. And number two is that, you know, there's that saying that when the student's ready, the teacher appears. So if somebody appears on your path and they are a consultant or a teacher or a healer or a counselor or whatever, then I would look into that further and say, how do I feel about this person? Do I want to work with them? Because that person's brought on your path for a reason. So they have a certain piece of the puzzle to help you.
All right. Blair, the love guru, share the website address again.
Okay. So it's loveguru.net. And make sure to check out the books page if you want to look at Zeke or possibly get the book, How Aliens Put Me Into Power. And you can go through your own transformation, too. The reason for me sharing the story the way that I did in the book and documented everything is so that people can clear their fears and their programming and their blocks and step up to the next level in their life as well.
Well, Blair, I feel strongly that we're going to, I can predict the future. My prediction is that you're going to be on this radio show again. So give the website address once more.
Okay, thank you. It's loveguru.net. And I feel like we're going to work together too. So there you go. That's confirmation.
And just to get you interested enough, guys, please listen to me. She's gorgeous. You want to go to that website to see pictures of Blair because she's incredibly beautiful. And you take a look at her and go, yes, I will do things to make her happy. I will take her advice. All right. So thanks very much, Blair, the love guru. I appreciate it. Thanks very much for being on 1210 WPHT.
I think you're always learning. I mean, there's no like answer that's just, this is how you do it. There's always something happening, you know, and you're always figuring out, how am I going to survive this? How am I going to get here? How am I going to get to the next step? So,
coming up in just seconds, complete Philadelphia traffic from Walter M. Sterling, plus the most astonishing personal, intimate experience I've ever had with a grilled cheese sandwich. And you're going to learn how to start a business against all odds in this lousy economy. It's an incredible story that we're going to have for you. Coming up in just seconds, The Mustard Man on 1210 WPHT. That ad we just heard for the anesthesia dentist, is that a barter? Do we run spots so that anesthesia is brought in here to deal with the pain of working here? Is that what that anesthesia is about? It seems like a fair question. WPHT weather, this is incredible. Tomorrow it's going to be 80 and mostly sunny. Wow. Tuesday, 71, partly cloudy. Wednesday, 68 and sunny. Thursday, 73 and partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms on Friday. So all week you can play hooky. It's a great week to play hooky. It's going to be warm and beautiful and wildwood weather. We're going to have wildwood days. It's incredible. Right now it is 60 from 1210 WPHT. I'm going to share with you the most sexual experience I've had in years because I've been married a long time. So this is the most sexual experience I've had in years. Ready? All right. Hey, Karen, did you just get out of the medical office, by the way? Are you on your way home? Did you hear Blair, the love guru? I hope you did, because I think that's the sort of entertainment many people and many of your friends would like, Karen. And Lee, good evening. It's great to have you with us. And Judith JG, yes, we're going to have lesbians in space just so you can be annoyed. And who else? We got Lee and I'll think of it in a second. I should write these things down. Oh, I have written them down, but we'll get to that in a minute. Now let's get to WPHT traffic. Ready? Ready? Aramingo Avenue South on ramp to I-95 is closed due to construction. Eastbound on the Betsy Ross Bridge is closed for construction right through May. Because, you know, this technology, this road building, brand new. I-95 North, exits 23 and 25, on-ramps are both closed. Whoa, let me repeat that. I-95 North, the exits 23 and 25, on-ramps are both closed. And now I'm going to share with you the most orgasmic experience I've had in a very long time. I was in a supermarket, one of those good supermarkets where they have people who sample foods. They sample foods. And so this guy in the chef's hat, he's got a grill in front of him, and he's cooking something. And I said, what is that? He says, it's a grilled cheese. I said, okay. I said, is that free? Because it looked like a whole sandwich. No, it's $2.50. Go to the register, pay for it, and you get one. All right, fine. So I was bored. I figured might as well get a grilled cheese made by somebody other than me. Because in my house, I'm the only one who cooks, by the way. That's because my wife is Irish and I cook in self-defense. I cook in freaking self-defense. Like, every now and then she threatens to cook. And I go, no, honey, you just go rest. Put those earphones back in. Watch Netflix. Don't bother us. I will cook. So I'm in the supermarket. Here's this guy making this grilled cheese. And I get in the car, and I open up the box, and I bite into it, and I have never had anything like this in my life. And I blame the Mustard Man. Good evening, Mustard Man. Welcome to 1210 WPHT.
Thank you.
Now, what was on this grilled cheese was Gouda cheese, sharp cheddar, and a thing called Simply Sweet Mustard. And you make that, is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Now, Simply Sweet Mustard, describe Simply Sweet Mustard, please.
Simply Sweet is just one of the three products I got. Simply Sweet, Simply Peppered, and Simply Horsey.
No, you have to be my guest. Answer the question. Describe the Simply Sweet Mustard.
It's a softer, creamier mustard that generally won't offend the non-mustard fan.
What does that mean?
It's kind of unique, kind of different. There's some people out there that just don't like mustard, which I don't understand. but this is generally softer, creamier, and it will not offend the non-mustard fan. And when most people like it, they simply do like it.
It was insane. It made the sandwich. And then today I went back to that guy, that sampler in that store. And I said to him, you know, I'm going to have the Mustard Man on. And he said, the mustard, Simply Sweet Mustard from the Mustard Man, is what makes that grilled cheese. He said, that is why it's so great. He gave you all the credit.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
All right, now quickly, I have a question for you. You started a mustard business in the worst economy possible.
Right.
How many years ago did you start it?
It's going on about 3 years right now.
All right, so the worst economy possible, created by George Bush and his buddies. They destroyed our economy. And now you say, you know what we need? We need more mustard. Mustard is at a point in history where it's a commodity. Why did you believe we needed more mustard?
Well, actually, it's due to a lot of my tailgating friends. I'd had this family recipe for many years. Took it to my beloved Akron Zip football games and my Ohio State Buckeye games, and my friends kept saying, Tim, you got to do something with this. Hey, Tim, you got to do something with this. And so finally, after a couple years and after a particular Ohio State game, I called Ohio State and I said, what do I do with this? And they pointed me to Bowling Green, to the nonprofit kitchen I still use today. It's called SIFT. CIFT, Center for Innovative Food Technology, and lo and behold, the first seminar I ever attended was how to take your family recipe to market. And so three or so years ago, it all started with that, and all the pieces have fallen in place, and now I'm in a variety of stores around the state of Ohio.
And online, more importantly, because I'm in Philadelphia, even though it's 50,000 watts from Kansas City to Bangor, Maine, to Boca Raton, way up to Toronto. Everybody can hear us on 1210 WPHT. Give us the online address.
My website is www.themustardman.net. themustardman.net.
And I can order all your products online, right?
Yes, you can order all my products online. And when people order my mustard online, not only do they get the delicious mustards, but I throw in all the various recipe cards I've gotten from all of my mustard fans.
Brilliant. Now, I have two questions for you. One,
okay.
Were you a normal guy before you became the mustard man? Did you have a normal job?
Normal job, and I still believe I'm a normal guy.
and so you gave up the normal job to be the mustard man, right?
Yeah, and after I started gathering some stores and doing some mustard events, demos, I don't even call demos anymore, they're called Mustard Man Roadshows because I have too much fun. After I got to about 10 or so stores, this thing really started to take on a life of its own. And as my wife tells me, go big or go home. And so that's kind of our motto, and that's what we're doing.
Well, you're a successful entrepreneur, and I know that you might be interested in becoming a successful entrepreneur and looking for some tips. So I'm going to give you a chance to talk to the Mustard Man at 855-839-1210. And ask them how you start a business and what are the risks and what are the opportunities and where you get financing. Let's have some fun here with the Mustard Man, because this is a product I understand. Usually when I talk to entrepreneurs, they're computer nerds, they're computer scientists. You know, I've created a new app. I have no idea anything about your apps. I don't want to hear about your apps, but mustard I get. So if you want to talk to a successful entrepreneur, it's the Mustard Man. And the number is 855-839-1210. And coming up in just seconds, we'll have more Lesbians in Space. I'm going to share with you an astonishing story about a man who had ass fart spray. And we will have information for you about Jessica Biel you won't believe. Coming up in seconds on 1210 WPHT. Good evening from 1210 WPHT. I'm not big on theory. I like hard facts. I like to know about experiences. So when I hear, you know, people talk about, oh, I've developed a new app. I'm a very famous and important man. I've raised $10 million from VCs. I don't get it. Those businesses fail. But what I've got on the line is a successful entrepreneur who started his business in the worst economy possible. And he's selling what others call a commodity, which means it's not price sensitive. This is a tough sell. His name is the Mustard Man. The Mustard Man is a successful entrepreneur, and I want you to be able to ask him questions about that. So, Colin, you're on 1210 WPHT with Walter Sterling and the Mustard Man. Turn
How's
off
your
radio. Turn off that radio.
We're turning off the radio. We got it off.
Go. So, Colin,
All right.
Go ahead.
Mustard Man. So my big question for you is, mustard for me is, it's an American thing. When I think mustard, I think America. So what drew you to mustard?
So say that again. What to mustard?
Yeah. What was your driving force behind the mustard?
Well, I've always been a mustard fan, and I always, if you've gone down the grocery store and you've gone down the mustard aisle. Me personally, I've probably tasted most of those mustards myself. And if you take me to an Indians game, I'm from Canton, Ohio. If I go to a tribe game, I got to have me a stadium dog with stadium mustard. So I've been a mustard fan forever, and I like tasting all the different varieties and tastes that are out there.
Well, I tell you, Bud, I respect the heck out of that. But I'm an entrepreneur myself, and like I said, I associate mustard with America, but my personal thing is I think tacos are the next revolutionary, and I know that they come from South America and Mexico and what have you, but I think tacos can be just as American as mustard. And what would you say about that?
Well, me personally, I'm a taco fan. So the trend has
They're
been
good,
very
right?
popular. Yeah, the trend's very popular, and they seem to be more popular
hey,
every
Colin.
Day, so I might agree.
Hey, Colin, Mustard Man, listen. Mustard Man, when you started your business, what are some of the entrepreneurial obstacles that you've run into that you wish you had known before you started the business that you might be able to share with Colin?
Well, I can tell you this. I've always been in sales. So you had to learn to love the word no. And when you start as new, when you start as an entrepreneur, they're going to tell you no. But some of the resources that helped me out tremendously, I joined my local chamber of commerce.
Absolutely.
And I got it hooked up with SCORE, a bunch of retired executives that give free advice. And the thing is later on in life, it's not what you know, it's who you know. So those associations with the chambers, with SCORE, they have connections, they know people, and it's all about networking. And those are the groups that helped open more doors to me than just me knocking on the door saying, hey, I got a mustard. Let me in your store.
Colin, thanks very much for calling 1210 WPHT. Thanks for calling, Colin. And you can find out more about the Mustard Man and the mustard at, what's your website again, Mustard Man?
TheMustardMan.net.
All right, Neil, you're on 1210 WPHT because I think this is pretty much what you do, Neil.
Well, I'm interested in business, but I also am a foodie, so I appreciate the topic tonight. I have a question, though. Can you explain the differences in the manufacturing process between the different flavors and the different colors? You got brown mustard, you got yellow mustard, you got New York deli mustard and Dusseldorf mustard and Dijon mustard. What's the difference, and how does yours compare?
Well, mine is a little probably a combination of both, all of those above. I'm not a yellow mustard. I'm more a softer, creamier mustard. I do not have that vinegary taste. I do love a good Dusseldorf mustard myself. And quite honestly, when I got started, my original family recipe called for a stone ground mustard, which are outstanding. But as a small entrepreneur, I did not have the buying power. So I couldn't buy a specific ingredient or ingredients to make my original recipe. So I had to make my adjustments. And now 3 years in, I've got a little bit more buying power. So now I can buy certain ingredients and bring back maybe some of the original stone ground part of the original recipe. But a lot of it has to do with the different flavoring, different seeds, and so forth. But play around. Enjoy all those mustards.
I do. They're all in my Lazy Susan on the middle of my kitchen here. But I got
all
my
right,
question.
So- Are so, Neil, wait. Neil,
yes.
Neil,
yes.
I'm going to let you ask a question, but there's a demand for the phone number. So the phone number to call the Mustard Man is 855-839-1210. If you have a cell phone, it's #1210, 855-839-1210. Neil, go ahead and ask your
Is your product question. Available locally in any of the gourmet shops? Or
no, it's store? Only available, for us, it's available online. I bet it would taste great on a Philly cheesesteak. It's only available online.
No,
there's no question about that. Throw a little Simply Horsey on there.
No, on a Philadelphia soft pretzel maybe, but not a cheesesteak. Come on, that would be
okay. All right.
It's, thank you.
What was that? That was like eating pizza with a fork. Now listen, Neil, because you're very important to us, and I know you think about this all week, do you have a question for Frank Rizzo?
I don't know. Why does he think we're all lazy bums?
I don't want to talk to you. Get away from me.
No, so you've annoyed Frank. Every time you annoy Frank, Neil. Thanks for calling 1210 WPHT. It's very important to stay in touch with Frank Rizzo because he was the last real mayor. Hey, George, you're on 1210 WPHT with Walter Sterling and the Mustard Man.
Hey, Mr. Mustard Man.
Yes.
I got something up my sleeve here for you.
Okay.
Listen, there's something going on up in Bucks County, and it's been cited about 16 times. And I have what they call a dual, full spectrum camcorder system. And boy, I'd like to use that as bait to see if I could get this thing.
Hey, George. George, thanks very much for calling 1210 WPHT with Walter Sterling and the Mustard Man. And it's your turn to call and ask questions of a successful entrepreneur, how you can build up your business from scratch, how the Mustard Man did this in an economy destroyed by George Bush and his friends. So the phone number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. The Mustard Man, a successful entrepreneur who only started 3 years ago. He hit a home run. How he did that is fascinating. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to have more lesbians in space. We're going to have news about Jessica Biel that I find fascinating, and the wisdom of Tara Reid on 1210 WPHT. From 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and last week I ate a grilled cheese sandwich unlike anything I had ever tasted in my life. It exploded in my mouth with joy. It was made out of Gouda cheese, sharp cheddar, and sweet mustard from the Mustard Man, who is now my hero. The Mustard Man started his business 3 years ago in the worst economy possible, selling a commodity, mustard. I mean, it's been, you know, French's mustard for 400 years for $2 at Costco. But he has come up with mustards that are not gourmet priced, but are remarkable creamy flavors. And I don't like honey mustard. So when I say sweet mustard, it's not honey mustard. It's something unlike anything I've ever tasted. Now, what's your website again, Mustard Man?
TheMustardMan.net.
Yeah, not .com. What happens if I put in .com?
Goes to somebody else.
Wow. Well, you got to get in touch with that guy and buy him out.
Yes, I've tried.
You know, you're the Mustard Man. How much does he want for that?
Too much at this time.
All right, Stuart, you're on 1210 WPHT with the Mustard Man.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes.
First of all, Mr. Sterling,
yes.
I cook in self-defense has to be one of the funniest lines I've heard in many
of... Well, you know, my wife's idea of making dinner is to call for reservations. It's a nightmare in my house.
Well, I'm going to use that line because it's a beauty. I do have two questions for the Mustard Man, if I may.
Yes.
And the reason I'm glad to talk to him is because I hear in his voice that he really relishes what he does.
Yes, I do.
God, shame on you.
I'm going to be 60 years old soon, and I'm looking for something to do as far as entrepreneurial work. I was wondering, if I also got into the mustard business, could I catch up with you and live my golden years in a better way? I'm still here. I have another question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, now, because you haven't asked a question yet, so let's hear an actual question.
Or else you're going to... My golden years.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. You're going to piss off Frank, you know.
There's a gang of yous here.
I have a question for Frank after my next question.
All right.
My next issue is, how do you stand on redistribution of mustard amongst your sandwich? You know, coming from the jar, which is, concentrating the mustard in like 2% of the items. Do you believe in the redistribution of mustard?
Reusing my mustard over and over and over again?
No, to redistribute it evenly amongst the people.
It's a question that a Democrat would ask. Hey, thank you very much for calling 1210 WPHT. Stuart, we love you. But that's enough with the mustard puns. All right, so the Mustard Man, thank you very much for being with us tonight on 1210 WPHT. Give the web address again, and then tomorrow I want you to let me know the peak in your traffic as a result of this radio show. Give us your website address again. Because I'm telling you guys, you got to get the Simply Sweet Mustard. Amazing.
All right, Walter, first of all, thank you for having me on, and I do appreciate that. And my website is themustardman.net. And try me, I'm good. And tasting is believing. So get a hold of some Mustard Man product. It's outstanding.
All right, the Mustard Man on 1210 WPHT. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to have lesbians in space on 1210 WPHT.